Om Shanti. Good evening and welcome to everyone here. Welcome home. I think whether you've been here for a few days or a few hours, Madhuban brings a big smile on everyone's faces and it opens everyone's hearts. Is that right? So we're all here together again as a family and as a group of angels. There are no words to express how happy we are, and really no words to thank the Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, but also our beloved Baba for welcoming us and bringing us home. And so we thought, rather than having speeches today, we would welcome each other with a song and dancing. Is that okay? Everyone happy with song and dance? Yeah, good. Clap. So to start our program today, we have with us a wonderful brother. So his song is not only one to welcome you, but also to welcome Shiv Baba to join us here and to be with us at this special time. Please welcome Brother Nitin on stage.
दसों दिशा हर्षित हो गाए, भक्तों को भगवान मिले हैं, सब है परम पिता को पाए। शतम शुभम स्वागतम आपका शिव बाबा, स्वागत है आपका। भूमन को है भाई आबो की भूमि सुखदाई, मधुबन में मुरलियां सुनाई, बड़ी निराली रात रचाई। मन गाता गुण गान आपका शिव बाबा, स्वागत है आपका। Ah. स्वर्णिम सतयुग दिन बोलाने, फिर से कली का तिमिर मिटाने, फिर सतयुग दिन बोलाने, पाप मैं अति रात गहन में छिपा प्रातता नील गगन में, सूर्य उदय हो रहा आशिका, शिव बाबा स्वागत है आपका, के पुण्य फले हैं, ब्रह्मासन में आप मिले हैं, जन्म जन्म के पुण्य फले हैं, ब्रह्मासन में आप मिले हैं, कल्प कल्प हम साथ चले हैं, खुशियों के संसार खिले हैं, मंगल में आगमन आपका, शिव बाबा स्वागत है आपका, अंबर और धरा मुस्काए, दसों दिशा हर्षित हो गाए, भक्तों को भगवान मिले हैं, सब है परम पिता को पाए, शतम शुभम स्वागतम आपका, शिव बाबा स्वागत है आपका, शतम शुभम स्वागतम आपका, शिव बाबा स्वागत है आपका।
So thank you to Brother Nitin from Gyan Sarovar, welcoming us all, welcoming Baba, and talking about what Baba is creating, the new world on this wonderful land. I noticed not many of you were clapping, so now I'm going to get you more involved this time. So if you believe that there is only one God and none other, can you please stand up? If anyone remains seated, I will think you are still a devotee. So everyone who believes there is only one God, please stand up. Still some not standing at the back. We can see you. Okay. If you believe that Baba is your one support, one strength, please put both hands in the air. Are you sure? Keep them up. Keep them up. You have to keep them up. Yeah. So keep your hands up. Don't put them down. Don't put them down. You've all had good lunch, good breakfast. You'll get good dinner. This is good exercise. Keep them up. And now I'd like to welcome a wonderful team from Gyan Sarovar. You might know them. Three brothers who are fabulous at proving that Baba is their one support. No, why are you sitting down? No. Nobody is sitting down. We're still with Baba. Yeah, Baba's still our support. And just to show Baba how much we love him and how happy you are, please copy what the brothers are doing. Welcome, Dilip Bhai and team. Keep standing, keep standing. That's it. That's it.
Hands up in the air, everyone. Come on, can you copy them? Properly. Let me teach you the right steps. So Baba is one support, one strength. So then we stand on one leg and we jump. Very good. See, Baba is one support, one strength, jump on one leg. And the second step is Baba comes and puts the light on, right? How do you put a light on? The bulb? You change the bulb. Very good, very good. And if he doesn't get the bulb, he changes the tube light. Very good. See, now you know the right steps. I don't know what you were doing before. Anyway, now the other thing Baba does is he is the laundry man and he washes clothes and puts them to dry. Can you do that? Washing? And then put it to dry. So now let's put it all together with the second song. Ready? Good. So one strength, one support, one leg, time to jump. Change the light bulb. Now, the bulb, the electric tube.
Om Shanti. How are you feeling? Your lungs have expanded, right? Good, great. So, I just want to acknowledge we have our seniors with us. Sudesh Didi, Hemlata Ben, Mera Ben, Rajni Ben. So, big welcome. Welcome. And Vedanti Ben and Didi Nirmalesh, they will be joining a little bit later on in the program. What we're going to do now is give you a chance to relax in your seats a little bit. And we've got a very beautiful program. It's the first time that we've done it. And we're going to really invite up a group of golden oldies. You know, Baba's centers have been spreading around the world for so many years. And so many double foreigners came to Baba right at the beginning of that service. And so we'd like to invite a very small sample of those golden oldies to now come up and join us on the stage. You know who you are, so if you can just quietly come up and take a chair on the stage. And what we've done over the last few months, we have been collecting messages, inspirational words of wisdom from the golden oldies around the world. And they've sent messages into us, and we've created cards. So those words of wisdom, now we're going to share with those coming to Madhavan for the first time, with the aim to give something special as they begin their journey with Baba. It's the first time in this kalpa that they're coming to Madhavan. That's something very, very magical. Of course, they're coming with Baba's blessing of last so fast, fast so first. But we also wanted to have these golden oldies share another blessing with them. And that's what they're going to do now. And so what we're going to do is, as they're here on the stage, we're going to invite a group of first-timers to come up and take their seats in front of them. The golden oldies will give them drishti. And following the drishti, they will receive one of these cards with a beautiful message. So we'd like you all to sit in yoga and just really spread blessings for these special group of souls that are coming to Baba and Madhavan for their first time in this kalpa. So we're going to play some beautiful soft music with Raymond Bhai on the sitar. We sit very quietly in yoga and we invite them now to come on the stage. So we'd like to invite those first group of first-timers to come up on the stage. You're going to come group by group, so you can remain seated. You remain seated, you're coming and called group by group. And you take a seat in front of one of the seniors.
Welcome home. You have finally arrived home. We had been waiting for you for some time. Welcome home. We had been invoking your tired spirit. You must have taken the same long, arduous path as us. But it's all okay now. You have arrived and you are safe in his arms. You are with him. Yes, that one, the only one. Rest in His warm embrace. Breathe in His love. Drink His wisdom. Lay down all your worries and woes and allow Him to massage your soul. You are now united with Him in the thread of love, and you have fixed this part for eternity. You will soon be ready to face the world, but this time with inner strength and vigor, knowing that you are indeed not alone on this path. While seated on the rock of spirituality, I see myself being stable in the ups and downs of life. I remain connected with the One and hold love for humanity. Ups and downs are part of life. Accept these as they come. I let them pass while remaining seated on the rock of spirituality. True wisdom is to sit in Baba's vision. Baba wants you to emerge a sacred space inside, a space that only Baba can influence, a space that only Baba's elevated vision can penetrate and heal. A sacred space where the vision of the old self, of others, or the old world cannot enter. This is a place of true purity where Baba, the remover of all sorrow, can do his work and remodel the pure angel to serve the world with truth, love, and purity. you have chosen the right path and the best guide. The path may be rocky, but never think of returning to the old known path. At the end of the journey is heaven. Keep your eyes on yourself. As attractive as your companions may be, as distracting as the sight seems may be, it's all about what transpires between you and Baba. The others are there to make you realize this, and for you to make them realize this. God loves those who love themselves enough to remember this secret. Be constant, look at Baba only, and not be influenced by anyone's part. Keeping Baba with the self, his canopy will protect you. Observe the self, the soul, and transform any negativity to a pure, powerful, positive me. Let the four faces of Brahma be the mirrors on your wall of spiritual progress. See the courage to face challenges and build resilience on the obstacle course of life. See knowledge, never ignorance. See light, never shadows. See the strength of your convictions and the wisdom to accept when you falter. See laughter in your eyes, sweet music on your lips, and the halo of radiance all around you. remembrance means kindness. When kindness becomes less, whether towards others or the self, make effort to remember the Father and His knowledge more. Never miss the Murli. It is magic. It prizes open the doors of our perception. Positive thoughts enables us to tune into the Father's radiant power. You are Bapdada's invaluable jewel, one who especially has been chosen by God as an instrument for world transformation. Constantly dance with the happiness, I am God's selected child. People in the world rotate the name of God, and God Himself remembers me. How lucky I am. Stay in this intoxication. Va re me.
And now we'd like to invite any of the first timers that perhaps are seated anywhere else in the hall to very quietly come to the front for your turn. So if there are any first timers seated anywhere in the hall, you please come now to the front of the stage to be guided up. You can just stand very quietly, come up to the front of the stage.
Baba has bestowed untold treasures on the soul in the form of knowledge, yoga, virtues and powers. Learn to make each point of knowledge, each virtue and power yours by becoming one who stays in solitude and constantly experiment with knowledge. Welcome home, special jewel. Never doubt how special you are and what you can offer to Baba's task. Only one in a million is chosen. You are here to offer your unique speciality. Know it and shine in that. Keep your eyes on your perfect stage and the perfect one who brought you here. That is it. Everything else is a side scene. Remember this and how intoxicated you feel right now when any challenge comes to test your faith. Remember, tests come to make you the Mahavir more powerful. The road has brought you back to Baba's door, and to clarify about how to see the world and how to be in the world. And the world will now look to you for the vision and confirmation that they too can be part of the new creation. It will be so natural. Always remember that Baba has chosen you because of who you are. There is no need to compare yourself with anyone. Always give out good vibrations. Make everyone your friend. And have the courage to say yes to Baba. Run to Baba to help you. Don't try and always work things out on your own. Keep an honest and strong connection with Baba's instruments. This will help you to take power from Baba.
We'd like to really thank our wise elders, our golden old age, for your time and your drishti. Thank you. And if we can hold this beautiful atmosphere now, hold the stillness and silence.
Om Shanti. It's been very beautiful so far, hasn't it? A delightful variety of excitement and dance and song. And I'm sure most of you must know that the theme for the 8-day double foreign retreat is my stage, my yajna. And so we're really focusing on your time here to really speed up your stage. So when you go home, it stays that way, not just to come and feel inspired and go home and be the way you were before, but to have something that really lingers in our Brahman life. I would like to invite Didi Nirmala and Sudesh Didi, Vedanti Ben, to come up and join us now. And we think about our stage and we have the seniors come up and we look at them and it inspires us to be like them. Does that happen to you? I know that's how I feel when they're up here and I'm looking at them. Yes. I'd like to know what you've been experiencing, some of the first timers, when you came up here. Does anyone have the courage to come up and share? Do you feel inspired to share something that was unusual? Come, come. We want to hear from you. Just maybe two or three at the most. This is the first time that we've done this. And even maybe someone from the audience that was just observing, what was your experience? And we want to be brief.
Om Shanti. There has been a little commotion going on because first we were on the wrong side of the waiting area and my friend was mumbling something into my ears and I was telling her, just be quiet, our turn will come. And our turn never came and we panicked a bit and we said we must be on the stage. So when I was on the stage, I felt I was seeing God in that person, my Baba, the Baba I had been waiting to see. So that was my experience. And the person who was giving me Drishti was really great. And I could get all the light and everything into my eyes. And it was really great.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Who else would like to share? And it could be someone that just was watching. What was your experience? No one else. All right. Then we get to hear from our seniors. And so all the blessings that were read were quotes from some of the seniors from around the world of giving us advice on this journey that we're, this unique journey that we're on, a very special journey, isn't it? And so we would like to hear from the three of you some words of wisdom that you can give to all of us that'll make our journey easy, that'll make our journey fast, and we can become one of eight.
Om Shanti. So we are the travelers traveling in this world, and for 84 births we have been traveling. Satya Treta, the path was very easy, no obstacles. But as we came to Dwapar Yuga, we find there are obstacles. So we started bhakti to get some peace and happiness. Now after completing 82 births, in this 83rd birth, we were at our lowest stage. and maybe not the lowest, but quite low stage, because Baba has already prepared us in this 83rd birth. We had already crossed many obstacles, and Baba has prepared us to be Brahman. So in this 83rd birth, some of us have done bhakti, some of us haven't done bhakti. And when we came to Baba, naturally, Baba's and family's love, knowledge, experience of meditation helped us to hold hand of Baba. So now in this birth, we had to make sure that we keep Baba's company. So either we keep Baba's company or remain combined with Baba or feel ourselves under the canopy of Baba. Because quite a few people had to face obstacles, opposition, criticism from family, friends, etc. And in those situations, not to have worry or fear or feeling frustrated, we need to have that real faith that this is the truth. I have come to Baba and I am going to reach my stage of karmatita or angelic stage or whatever we have in mind. And so keep on going. So first we will find there are obstacles from Laukiks, because they find our way of living a bit strange and weird in a sense. Not only strange, but they think there is something wrong with us, or we are brainwashed or whatever. So, for that, one need to have faith, courage, determination, and look at their part as an observer. Remain detached. Hear no evil. Because if we hear the evil, our stage comes down. And Baba always says this examination is for your promotion, or they are going to make you strong. So that's where the storms we have to consider as our gift to for promotion or becoming strong. So that's first stage of obstacles. Second stage of obstacles will be from Brahman family. Because many times we ignore Laukiks and say, oh, they're a jnani, forget about them. And so we are able to overcome that. And once we have overcome, then we are closely related to Brahman family, because that is our main physical support and company. But there also, sanskar kleshes can be there, and the sanskar of jealousy may come up, ego may come up, attachment can come up, because we may become detached from Laukiks, become attached to Alaukik. And so we had to see that that should not deter us from our path of mukti and jivan mukti, because our destination is jivan mukti. That we have to always keep in mind, keep on holding Baba's hand, and there also we have to maintain courage, faith, and balanced life. Because if we have balance of being humble as well as being intoxicated, being sweet and strict, just as Brahma Baba did, then we will find that it becomes easy to overcome those obstacles. But having that aim, that my stage is important than service or name, fame, position, etc. Because those subtle sanskars of desires, desiring all those things from the world, may change from laukik to alaukik. Before we might be fond of going to restaurant and having some nice burger or something like that, now there can be desire to have tollies or chocolate or chips or ice cream or whatever it is. So that's where we have to really see that we are changing our sanskars and not changing from laukik to alaukik. So the last paper that we have will be our own sanskars. No? We have to fight with them. And that's what we have to really make sure, that we are transforming our old sanskars and not keeping under carpet. Because sometimes, no, we externally try to be very pakka, but internally there is struggle going on and stage sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes intoxicated, sometimes depressed. That should not be there. Because situations will be coming. But we have to have such a power to face those obstacles and overcome those obstacles. So as much as we have the aim clear, because Dadi once was saying, no, if you are sick physically, many people will come and sympathize and try to help. But if your mind is sick, means if you have got any impure sanskars of ego or anger or whatever it is, nobody will be able to help you. Laukik, alaukik family can't help you. They will try to run away from you rather than helping you. And so this subtle sanskar, impure sanskar, we have to really see that we have conquered them and we are having that balance of self-service and service of others. Otherwise, if we are imbalanced, because we have to, those who are working, they have to pay attention to the job, household things, Baba's service, and sometimes our stage is affected because we don't have time for Amrit Vela or churning or looking at ourselves or writing chart, etc. So that's what we have to see, that we are paying attention to that and we really give so much importance to our stage, and our destination should be all the time in front of us. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dee Dee, for those words of wisdom. The three challenges that we all face probably almost every day. Do you? So some good advice for us to keep going on. We would like to now hear some words of wisdom from Sudesh Dee Dee.
Om Shanti. As soon as we come to Baba, we realize, what do we realize? If the reality, we realize the reality of life, we find ourselves, we become aware who we are, what we are. We realize who do we belong to. We find the purpose of life. Before that, the life was there. Might be very busy, very active, but the purpose was not clear. And if the purpose is not clear, the destination cannot be clear. And there cannot be real joy in life. And so as soon as we recognize the relationship with God, the relationship with Baba, this becomes the foundation. It's like a new birth. And new birth means at every second is something learning. A child learns very easily. And this consciousness that I am Baba's child, then age consciousness, body consciousness, caste consciousness, religion consciousness, this helps to change because it's a new birth, new life. This realization makes it easy. It's like a step by step we are moving. In childhood, it's a natural. Sometime you fall, sometime you stand and fall. But then it's same, there's determination to learn something, to move forward. Our stage is our yoga. Yoga is our stage. But we are not only learning yoga. We realize that we are godly students. We are not only children. Great intoxication. I'm child of God. And this intoxication, I'm child of God, what makes this easy? That inheritance and inherent personality of God. I'm Baba's child. So Baba's qualities, Baba's power is my birthright. And so when you are, when I was aware of this, that is my birthright, so intoxication is there. But then I am godly student. I have responsibility to learn, not only as a child, not only just happy mind, happy heart, but intellect has to understand the purpose of life. And so knowledge, Baba, my teacher. It means this realization of the purpose of life is to make my life as Baba wants us to make. So study, child, student, godly student, life is the best. It means balance of four subjects. If I'm keeping only great intoxication if I'm child, but not yoga, only knowledge, not dharana, then what is happening? Sometimes people say, I cannot have yoga. I have faith in Baba, I have love, but it's very difficult to have yoga. And some just say only yoga, 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 and not really that easy. It is just like holding one rope and you are hanging. Other might feel that you are trying to hang yourself. Others are afraid. No, and then they are not encouraging. They are creating obstacles because the joy is not visible in life. So what makes this easy? Just a natural joy of what I am learning. Knowledge, yoga, and this remembrance that becomes the base of our foundation, of our dharana, the stage, building the stage. It's not that ready-made everything is received. And when you are building something, of course, there would be many obstacles come, as you have heard. It is the obstacle from the relatives, it's the obstacle from the society, it's the obstacle from my own sanskaras, it's the obstacle of karmic accounts. But then how to handle it, make it easy? My aim and object is keeping the balance of four subjects. Knowledge becomes then yoga. Yoga helps to inculcate practical life dharana. And dharana is then service. Then that power, faith, intoxication, helps the soul to move forward. When we are really begin to work on ourselves, our life becomes a mirror for our own selves. And then we realize, on one side it's a very great, very easy life, because Baba is helping me, family is helping me, seniors are helping me, everybody has great hope and vision in me. Their vision is very elevated. And so it comes, the upliftment and blessing comes from others. But very important is that I recognize and realize what transformation I have to bring in my own self. So honesty is the foundation. Great intoxication, at the same time, in honest effort within the self. So that intoxication and maturity becomes like walking with two legs. Seated here on this planet here, but being connected up there. So this balance of reality makes the life easy, but also balanced, very strong. No matter how many situations and tests come from outside, because people want to know how much we are real. Bhakti has become not bhakti, it's a real love, knowledge. So love is the foundation, love for my own stage. That is the foundation. If we ask who I love more, yes, of course I love Baba. But Baba can help me only when my stage is good. Family can support me only when my stage is good. The most important aspect is how much I take care of my stage being unshakable, stable, with self-respect. Then I am able to respect others. When I have deep intoxication of learning, automatically will have respect from others as well. So virtues, value become our like a cement. The building is being prepared, the bricks are there, but you need the cement to make them strong. Very powerful. Character building, because we are becoming divine beings. We are human beings. Will remain human beings, but what we are becoming? Divine beings, which becomes the support for others as well. And so the relationship with Satguru means following the truth, recognizing the truth, we are going to the golden age, the age of truth, where there's purity, peace, prosperity is a reality of life. And so keeping the mind healthy, many situations will come, but Satguru's direction is, remind yourself again and again, turn within. So intoxication with introspection, inner inspection. And Satguru gives the power then to keep myself very powerful. So blessings come from Baba and life itself becomes blessed life. So life becomes very easy. So Raja Yoga is easy Raja Yoga by following Shrimat, because that is what the power within us. Many big dictates of our own mind comes, many ideas come, many opinions come, many influence from the society will come, influence from Brahmins, old or new will come, but I have a very clear mirror of Baba, what Baba's directions are for me. So then we follow the direction of the Satguru, Shrimat of the Satguru, and following the right road to reach the perfection, the purpose of life is to become bodiless, become virtuous, wiseless, and egoless. Of course, Mahavir, we are reminding the self what I did all the again and again, reminding myself of the titles that Baba gives, the blessings He has given. We are children, we are students, but we are on the battlefield, warriors, victorious jewels. Mahavir, Shiv Shakti, Pandava Army. Om Shanti.
Thank you for your words of wisdom, Sudesh Didi, keeping our mind happy, our intellect happy, and our intellect jnani, using the four subjects, and collecting enough cement while we're in Madhuban to keep it all together. And so, Vedanti Didi, we're happy to hear your words of wisdom as well.
Om Shanti. Today, this evening, opening of wonderful retreat, when I enter in and I saw so many on the stage conducting meditation, that was such a wonderful experience for me. Because this life is a journey. And we all were watching what happening on the stage. It was a silence, peaceful, powerful, loveful journey of soul, looking at each other and giving powerful vibration to each other. So this is the journey of life. After listening our both senior sisters, senior didis, Nirmala Didi and Sudesh Didi, I think most of the thing they have advised us what to do in our journey of life, how we keep our stage powerful. Now my role to share a little bit that it's very simple to follow something. Just when we coming out from the plane and whichever plane we want to go from airport, what we doing? We just reading the sign and we following the queue and people and just reach to our destination. In this journey, we have very good sample and example Baba and Mama. How they started, what they done, how they done, with which powerful thought they started. So even still continues the journey of Brahmin going on with so much happiness. And the Brahmin family increasing every day. So, if we remember that, to follow what they done, and our dadis, our senior, what they have done, they are living book. What they done, very good stories, we can remember, and we can face in any situation. I remember when I came, literally I taken this knowledge as a university education. So I taken it like a very serious, you know, in my stage also serious, very reserved and serious and not enjoying any other thing and just serious, you know, very serious. You can't imagine even how I was, very serious. Even Brahma Baba tried so much to make me laugh. I was not following what he's saying. He was trying to make me laugh with variety point. And then I think I was a very stubborn, you know. And when personal I met with Brahma Baba, Baba said, learn how to remain entertaining person. But in Hindi it says, Ramnik Banna Sikho. Learn how to remain entertaining. And I have not understood, that stubborn I was. And then I went to Manmohini Didi. That what Baba said to me, I have not understood. I'm doing very good effort. And what Baba said? And Badi Didi explained me that you have taken this knowledge very seriously, which will make your journey difficult and you will not able to face the problem in future. So Baba is telling you that become entertaining person. And that made my journey of this up to now 50 years so easy, because Baba gave me guidance in only one sentence, that entertaining effort, entertaining journey. Even obstacle, we enjoy it like entertainment. Whatever on our way, so essence of this, that happiness is the most important virtue in our life. If we keep within, any situation come, we face it with that happiness. So, we need to hold something, not so many point and so many point we remember and we get stressed. So many books we keep and we get tired after reading it. Because we cannot remember everything. So many points for so many problems we keep in diary, but we don't remember when problem come, which point to remember. So many classes and cases and I don't know, so many things, you know, in our cupboard, in our library, and sometimes it gives us stress even. Because we cannot follow it up properly. And sometimes we have no time to clean it even. So what's my experience or what my suggestion, that in the spiritual journey, every moment different situation will come. What came in front of Baba or Mama or Dadis or our seniors, they pass through so many situations. And how they pass, that is important. We can see that the Janki, 99, I don't know what age up to, we will be with this body, with happiness. So, happiness is the biggest virtue which we keep within in this, our journey. Never allow any sadness or confusion or complication in life. Just happiness, happiness, happiness in every step. And that happiness will remove all the problem or sorrow or anything. No need to hold anything here. Just relax and enjoy the journey. Because I think, well, every Brahman have experienced that before Baba's knowledge, we had no chance to travel much in life. Now, after Baba's children, Madhuban and service. Madhuban and service make us traveling physically also, you know. So much traveling, which I think Laukik way, we don't do that much. This is pilgrimage, every year we come and we go for service. So physically also our journey, and spiritually also our journey going on. And everywhere we need that happiness to stay with us. When morning we get up, when we start our work, when we are traveling in bus or car or plane or wherever, any meetings, any service, wherever we are, I think happiness is very easy way to do fast everything. And even with Maya, even we happy, Maya will not disturb, you know. Because we don't ignore it, you know, just, it's okay. It sees also something, it's okay. We are in our happiness, Maya in her happiness, you know. So Maya will not disturb also. Nobody will disturb us because we are not disturbing anybody. You know? So in this journey, I'm sharing with my experience, that whatever advice we got from Nirmala Didi and Sudesh Didi, that is very, very important, we need to remember and to follow. And with that, we just do our journey. Morning smiling, evening smiling, afternoon, even in our sleep, by chance somebody sees us smiling. So, you know, smiling, happiness is the great, great, great instrument for this journey to reach to our destination. Good luck. Om Shanti.
Thank you for your words of wisdom, Didi. And you definitely have become an entertaining master. We all know that, don't we? And yes, happiness is so important and so nourishing for the soul. So we're going to conclude with Toli and blessings in silence. I have two announcements before I give you directions on Toli and blessings. And that is that tomorrow morning, Sister Sujata will be doing exercises in the meditation hall down below between 6 and 6:30. We do also have a silent room that is in the dining room. It's not quite complete. It will be complete tomorrow, but you can still use it. And if you want to eat in silence, please go there. So, how many of you are from Pandavabhavan? Could you stand? Stand. All those from Pandavabhavan, stand, or Shantivan, please stand. Everyone else remain seated. We would like for all of you to come up. Everyone else remain seated. Hindi blessings will be to the far right, and these two will be English blessings. So those from Pandavabhavan and Shantivan, you can come and take your, whether you want a Hindi blessing or English. This is going to be in silence. So we want to keep our stage, keeping our stage the center of our life. Everyone else remain seated. Trish?